Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number one. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number two. Edition one was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and or pictures for Ebony Directory number two at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM at 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number two will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory Number 2 a huge success.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
We at KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM in Monroe, as residents and business owners in this community, we have tried through broadcasting to uplift, encourage, and provide positive entertainment and products. In 2004, we published the Ebony Directory, edition number 1. This year, we're in the process of publishing edition number 2. Edition 1 was a huge success, of which 200 businesses, churches, and organizations participated. It is still being used today to locate people and places in our community. Until May 15th, we will begin accepting your business cards, pre-produced ads, and/or pictures for Ebony Directory number 2 at the studios of KAYT 88.1 FM. 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113. Prices of the ads will be discussed upon your request by phone locally at 484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. Ebony Directory number 2 will be an exceptional networking and marketing tool for your business in this local community and communities within our extensive broadcast area. Thank you for your cooperation in making this publishing venture of Ebony Directory Number 2 a huge success.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network, and our website is www.onpointcxmas.com. Good morning to all, and welcome to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It is the weekend, but even bigger than that, it is Mother's Day weekend. It is a week and a weekend that we celebrate all women. You know, before we get started talking about real women, real talk, real women, I want to just remind everybody, as we always do, if you're driving in this morning, slow it down. It looks sort of overcast out, like cloudy, like it's going to rain. But you know what? Every single morning we see people powering through those school zones, just zipping, trying to get there on time. Please slow down. Be safe. Stay engaged. Make sure that you're watching out for school buses and school kids and school zones. You know, we've got our officers out there, and we even have crossing guards out there that work so hard to make sure that all of our kids are safe. And let's do our part by just simply slowing down. You know what? This is a day that everybody celebrates. It's the weekend. And I know it's a great day, but just be careful. Get there safely and stay engaged. Well, you know, today is May 11th, and many people are planning their Mother's Day weekends, and we are no different. And so this morning, we're going to be talking to real women, having real conversation about the celebration of womanhood, where we are, where we need to be, and where we expect to be in the future. It is going to be a conversation that you absolutely don't want to miss as we celebrate ourselves this morning. And you know what? Every day is a day to celebrate yourself. And until we begin to do that, we're never going to see what we talked about yesterday, that greatness that lies within each and every one of us. It has to be okay to stop and take care of yourself. And I'm learning that lesson just as each and every one of you are as well. Sometimes we're busy taking care of everyone else and we don't take time to take care of ourselves. And when we do, like yesterday, I was having a pedicure
we feel a little bit guilty. But I want to say good morning to Dr. Barbara Moore, if she's listening. Dr. Moore, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network. If you've joined us and her daughter, Christmas, I met them in the nail salon yesterday. And Candace, good morning to you as well. And thank you guys for joining the OPT Network. Ear on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Just in time for tax season, it's a community-free shred day. Wednesday, May 16th at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Make sure your professional documents don't fall into the wrong hands and keep your identity safe. Bring up to 4 boxes of your personal documents, tax returns, statements, receipts, CDs, DVDs, floppy disks, photos, credit cards, check registers, and other things that may contain sensitive personal information and shred them for free. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union wants to help protect your identity and keep your personal information personal. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Free Shred Day, Wednesday, May 16th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, Coliseum Boulevard location. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Member NCUA.
Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesday!
What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Spray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Spray Hyde Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
What happens when your bank does the unexpected? When every encounter is refreshingly friendly and personal? When flexibility becomes an everyday occurrence and you find options instead of obstacles? Prosperity happens. Possibilities happen. There is such a bank, customer-focused and service-driven, there for you when you're ready to take the next step, delivering more than you ever expected. Red River Bank. Everyday extraordinary banking. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Red River Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Real women, real talk.
Is the black church keeping black women single?
People at church, they say whatever you do, you go to school,
you get your education.
You graduate, you get a career, and then.
Right.
Okay, well, then becomes 40 years old.
Wow.
Then I started working at the newspaper while I'm trying to get myself together.
Get your career going.
About 30.
What's wrong with you?
Why you not? Now, these people.
They done changed their story. It's the same people.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Friday. It's the weekend. It's May 11th, and you know what? Everybody is getting geared up for Mother's Day. But let me tell you really quickly about some of the things that are happening near you. You are invited to the 8th annual extravaganza. It's the Community Youth Ministry Mother's Day extravaganza, and they're going to be honoring all mothers and all women. That's going to be tomorrow at 6 p.m. The theme is a mother's love. And the speaker for that event is Reverend Mary L. Jones of Trinity United Methodist Church. That's going to be held at Plymouth Rock Missionary Baptist Church at 162 Plymouth Rock Loop in Morrow, Louisiana. Pastor Bishop Figgins is the pastor, and it's going to be light hors d'oeuvres, a light lunch, and door prizes. And they're asking that every single person come out and be blessed. The couchon delay has kicked off, everybody. It started on yesterday, and it is going through the Mother's Day weekend through May 13th. So you know what? If you're anywhere near Mansoura, Louisiana, it's even worth the drive. You know, I was talking to my friend Robin Williver yesterday at the baseball park, and we were talking about that crunchy pork skin. And I said, that'll make you want to eat some pork, that crunchy pork. And they're going to, not only are they going to have pigs, are they roasting pigs? DC said, But they're going to have boudin. They're going to have, you name it, they're going to have it. Sweet potatoes. They're going to have the works. And that's in the town of Mansoura, Louisiana. And you know what? If you're looking for something really great to do, it's a great family outing. It's what family is about, going out and just celebrating moms. And as we do that, we want you to just remember to celebrate those special women in your life, even if you have not birthed a baby. Women are just very special people, and we go out of our way to empower those that we love. But let me just say that this segment of the OPT is sponsored by your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. And I say it every morning, and I hope that somebody will take hold, that if you have not planned for retirement, or if you have a 401k plan, or say you've gotten a lawsuit, and you know, you hear people all the time that get large sums of money within a year, that money is gone. Well, a lot of that is lack of planning and not understanding how to take care of that money. Well, if I'm talking to you, then you need to be talking to Pathway Advisor Carol Kinder. She's on point with finances. Her number is 318-448-8600. Red River Bank, and then get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle and his team are there. And you know, we were talking about the awful storm that happened in Bunkie several weeks ago. And I just want people to know that people are still talking about what an incredible job that Kyle and his team did to help the people who were insured by State Farm. When I tell you that no stone was left unturned by Kyle, not only as a businessman, but personally. And we were just talking to our uncle on yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he was saying what an incredible job that Kyle had done in making sure that everything that had been damaged got taken care of. And so that really means a lot. And when you're looking for insurance, you're not just looking for a company, you're looking for people who stand behind the company and they stand in their community. And Kyle Wolf does that. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Now, we can't talk about Mother's Day without talking about getting your hair on point. Well, Be Unique Hair Salon is where you should start. Everybody knows that I am all about the weave now, the quick weave, the sew-in. I am just all about it. But she does more than that. She takes whatever hair that you have to start with, and she just makes it downright great. That's Nora Clayton, and you can phone Nora for an appointment at 318-442-7204. And some of the best conversations, some of the best information has come right out of Be Unique Hair Salon. Nora keeps it real. She's a great conversationalist. Spit it out, Carlette. And she's so real. Nora, I appreciate you. And I honor you on this Mother's Day weekend as well. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. There's nobody that does it quite like Daryl's Auto Service, especially for those women who are, you're going in to have your vehicle repaired and you're just not sure if you can trust the people that you're taking your vehicle to. Well, let me just tell you that you can trust Daryl's Auto Service. You will see Mr. Henry at the front desk. He is just, he's wonderful. He's a great cook. He's a great man, and he's going to make sure that your vehicle gets taken care of. That's Daryl's Auto Service, and you can phone them at 318-443-5741. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, well, you know that today is Friday. It's the second Friday of the month, and we have deemed these Fridays Real Women, Real Talk. And so what we do is we bring women together to talk about real issues and to just encourage ourselves and to encourage each other. And that's what we need to do. We're joined by Lisa Campo, who's going to be running in just a second, and Chantel Harrell. Chantel, good morning and welcome back.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Carlette. It's great to be here.
I know. And it's been a hot minute since we have since we've gotten together. Yes. And talk, but we are full of conversation this morning, and we're just talking about really honoring women and honoring ourselves, and oftentimes really how tough it is to do that. And one of the things that you were talking about, Chantel, were really the Ten Commandments of Mother Teresa. I had never heard about it, pulled it up, but I love it. And let me start with the first one, because I think it's apropos to this morning. She says that people are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered, but love them anyway.
That's right. Love them anyway. And that's huge, Carlette.
That is huge. And so yes. One of the things that I was saying to Chantel before we started the show is this is a platform where we want to empower women to be their best selves. And this platform is one that we want to share with anyone who will receive it. Mm-hmm. And I said to Chantel, why is it so hard for women, for us, to receive from each other? And you said what?
Well, sometimes we as women think, you know, well, who is she to tell me what I should do or what I should think or how I should feel? Because we don't think that that person is the authority on that.
Uh-huh.
It's very difficult for us to receive from other people. But I tell you, when you have a heart to share like you do with this show and with this platform, I think eventually, sometimes it's difficult for people to change, but I think eventually they will begin to see that, hey, you know, I can learn something from someone else. I can learn something from someone who's been there or who's traveled the path that I'm traveling now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sharing and receiving is so, so important, especially for women.
And that is so well put, Chantel, and so very real. And this morning, we always want Real Women, Real Talk to be just that, real. And I said to you, how do we begin to change that mentality, because I think you're absolutely on point that nobody wants to feel that somebody else is the authority. Nobody really wants to be led, if you will, or nobody wants to follow. But how do we change the mentality so that we all elevate to where God wants us to be?
Mm-hmm. Carlette, change is such a difficult thing for people. Mm-hmm. It's very uncomfortable. It's very scary. But it's something that's definitely necessary for us to grow and to develop, mm-hmm. as people, mm-hmm. especially as women, and to get where God wants us to be. But I think we begin right where we are. We begin with conversations such as these, and mm-hmm. we begin on an individual level. We begin on a personal level. And I think it comes from us deciding, this is how I'm going to be. I'm going to be the change that I want to see. So when you become that change, that's contagious. And you become that light. Mm-hmm. And from there, other people will see you, mm-hmm. and they will glean from what you're doing. And I think eventually, over time, change is going to happen one person, one heart, one life, one generous act at a time. And I think that's how it's going to happen.
Wow. So Lisa, can you weigh in? Good morning. And Lisa is looking fly and hot.
Yes, she is.
Woo! Wait a minute. Touch it and you
You're
will get
crazy.
Burned.
You're
looking
crazy.
Good. Deep,
Thank
deep conversation
you.
This morning. What do you think, Lisa?
That. Well, you know, I like what she's saying because it's true. So many times we'll put our hearts out there. We'll see a woman in pain and we'll try to put our hearts out there and give them that support that they're begging for.
Right.
But they are so bogged down. What do? Mm-hmm. They turn on you. And you're like, look, I was trying to be a support for you. Well, I didn't ask you to. Your eyes were saying different.
Right.
Your body language was saying different. It's sad because I will tell you this. I said one day, a couple months, weeks ago to one of my coworkers, if I had a dime for every woman mm-hmm. that flipped mm-hmm. because of whatever they had going on internally,
exactly.
that I tried to be, that let me fix it for you, let me cook it mm-hmm. for you, let me clean mm-hmm. it for you, let me pack it for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not my job to fix anyone. But I have always felt the need to mother hen and nurture mm-hmm. and support other mm-hmm. women. If I had a dime for every woman that has flipped out of me just trying to be the supporter,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have to have a real job.
Wow.
I could go home.
Wow.
You know, and it's sad to say, but fortunately I've learned my lesson. And you really have to cipher through
mm-hmm.
and look for the real women in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be very careful who you expose, your good heart, your good effort, your good gesture.
Absolutely.
You're not looking for praise. You're not looking for reward. You're not looking for a payback.
Right.
But you're definitely looking for a level of respect in return.
Right.
I am not going to put myself out here for you and then you turn on me this way. You don't belong to me and I don't own you. But to show respect or to not to show respect.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally.
So let me ask you this, Lisa and Chantel. Is it cultural with women?
Yes.
I think it is. I think it is cultural.
Okay.
And
how so?
I know we in the African-American community have been taught to kind of keep things to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
not to share information, not to tell folks your business, and not to do that and all of that. And I think that has hindered us in so many areas. But I think it's cultural. I think it's generational. And I think it is something that stems from years and years of just different things. But I think that can begin to change. And I think now with shows like this and conversations and women just doing their best to be the best, I think that's
doing their best to be the best.
And, you know, and to help others be the best.
Talking about it being cultural.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Lisa, uh-huh. before you weigh in, let's get a quick break because this is hot. Real women, real talk. It's Friday. It's the weekend. And if you're not on point, you need to get there. This is the official OPT Network. And let me give you the website, www.onpointcxmas.com. We're back after this.
When you gonna live your life. Tonight.
Make this Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today. There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubrow and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubrow and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubrow and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubrow and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Grammy-nominated recording artist, Angie Stone.
And I said to Angie, is all the women that you helped, Alicia Keys, Beyonce, I mean, the list is endless. How do you keep yourself focused, maintain that poise and that focus to help all these women that were going to superstardom?
Well, the one thing I learned early in life is jealousy gets you nowhere. The one thing that bothered me in this industry is how female groups tend to break up after one or two albums. They didn't have the same power that men had. So I made it a point to prove that as women, we have to be supportive of each other and not be catty, because every time one of us makes it, it gives life to the next one.
KAYT 88.1, Gina, Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the official OPT Network, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Y'all, right now, the big thing in Mansoura, Louisiana, is the Couchant delay. But Avoyelles Commission of Tourism is long known for great friendliness, great warmth, great food, and great fun. Go down to the Couchant delay. Also, Capital One Bank. What's in your wallet? Brian Kubero and Associates, serious injuries. Listen, if you've been done wrong, if you've been hit, you've been in an accident, you don't know what to do, start by phoning Brian Kubero and Associates for a free consultation. He will get you restored, get you back on point. The number to phone is 318-253-0900. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT, Dr. Gary Jones, and Dr. Chance DeWitt. And y'all, they really, really work hard to heal this community one heart at a time. Here's the number to phone. It's 318-442-0106. Don't forget that this month, the month of May, is Stroke Awareness Month, and we're going to be talking about it next week, so you'll want to stay on point for that. If you're just joining the OPT Network, we're having Real Women, Real Talk Friday, and we're talking about things that are so real to women, and unless and until we come together, we get an understanding, and we get true to ourselves, we will never, ever, as a gender, I believe, Chantel and Lisa, elevate to where God wants to see each and every one of us. Before we went to break, we were talking about, is it cultural? Chantel says yes. Lisa, you say yes, too. And why?
I say yes. I think all cultures have this habit of trying to uphold this perfection, this look of perfection. You see it in the Asian cultures. You see it in the African-American cultures, mm-hmm. that you learn to keep to yourself and you keep your mouth shut. And, you know, we laugh. As myself, a little white girl growing up, they would tell me, you know, you put your makeup on, you put your smile on your face, you go out there, you march yourself through there, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Y'all want a piece of pie? Mm-hmm. Who's hungry? Y'all want something to eat? Y'all, come on. Everything's fine. You know, you could have, you know, all of this crap breaking down around your
all
ears.
All hell breaking loose.
That's, you know, right.
But it's
fine. And let me preempt this. This is not my actual status in life. However, you have these women who your husband's having an affair, your daughter's knocked up, your son's doing drugs. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just like, come on, take those rose-colored glasses off and be real with yourself. And that's one of the things is that you find too often that women are always putting on these facades. Mm-hmm. This shell around them.
But how do we stop? How do we stop wearing the mask?
I don't know what the answer is to how do you stop. But, you know, one of the things we're talking about on break is that I think it's so important that one of the things you first said to me when we started working together was we need to learn how to make ourselves transparent, mm-hmm. to really be honest with ourselves and with one another and give each other the support that we all need instead of running around like we're all perfect.
But do you think that when we give each other that support, though, and Chantel and I, we were talking about that this morning before we went on air, mm-hmm. can people receive your heart and your transparency? And I said to Chantel this morning, I said that this forum, mm-hmm. is one for whomever will. It is about the empowerment of not only national women, but local women. We are such a small team that we can't know what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. But when we find out, we try to make sure that if we can be the light and help someone else to help their light shine, that we want to do that. But many people are not able to receive that, Chantel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, Carlette. And one thing you said during break, Lisa, that was really good was that we have to be transparent to the right people.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, that you make yourself prey.
Exactly. You do. But we have to expose those issues to people that can help us, people that can support us, people that can lift us up. Because my mom used to tell me all the time, not everybody is for you.
My mom used to say that, too.
Not everybody is on your team.
That's not right. Everyone is for you. So you have to be very, very selective and very intentional on who you share your heart with, because sometimes we as women, we can be abused, we can be mistreated, we can be hurt, betrayed, all of those things. So we have to be careful to expose our vulnerabilities to the right people, mm-hmm. so that they can offer us the support that we need.
That's powerful.
Carlette, you said a couple of weeks ago when we were talking, you said how, you know, we're all guilty of it. Beautiful woman walks in the room, oh, mm-hmm. she thinks she's all that.
Mm-hmm.
Look her shoes, look her hair. Somebody, oh, look, she thinks she's it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. When you're attempting to make yourself vulnerable and support these women, just like you just said,
You've got to make sure and protect your own self, because too many times we put ourselves out there and it's like, snap, we have been snapped in half by someone.
Why are we really so mean? What's up with the mean girl? The mean girl syndrome. Because when you guys walked in, both of you, I just said how great you look, because I try to make it my mission in life to look at what's great. And I'm going to tell you, I'm an admirer of women, and I love to tell women who look good that they look good. Sometimes people say, but I know that a woman who is in the gym, you can see, she's wanting to be noticed because she has worked hard.
Yes.
And I want to tell a girl, you got it going on.
Yes.
I want her to know that she's noticed and she looks great.
I think it is a blessing as a human being to be able to look into the eyes of another human being and give them a compliment, whether it be, I am so happy for you. Congratulations.
Right.
Or, oh my God, you look so good. You know, great job on weight loss, or, oh, good job on the hair color, or whatever.
And that's the first thing I said to Chantel this morning. I said, you look great. You've lost so much weight.
Yes.
You know, and I want her to know that I noticed that.
Well, thank you.
But I mean, that's the first thing I noticed, and I want to look for what's good. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that if we don't come to a place of unanimity, if we don't come to a place of uniting, then we will never, ever reach our full potential. And I got to go back, because Chantel and I were talking about it this morning, to Bishop Jake's book, Let It Go. There are just some things I think that intrinsically we have to let go. People who hurt us in the past hurts from women. Every woman is not going to hurt you. Every woman is not going to be against you. And I believe that at some point you do have to let it go, and you have to learn to trust again.
That's right. And one thing I want to interject, Carlette, we as women, there is such a spirit of competition, spirit of jealousy, insecurity, of betrayal that runs rampant throughout our gender. And I think when you are you're secure within yourself, you're not opposed to telling another woman that, hey, you did a good job, like you were saying, Lisa. Hey, you look good. Good job on this. Good job on that.
Because it doesn't take anything away from you.
It's never about you.
That's right.
It's not always. And that's one thing. Right. It's so difficult, you know, and to find, you've got to work hard to put yourself in a clean, and when I say clean, I mean mentally, in an uncluttered, in a healthy, productive,
we're
going to
be talking about uncluttering next week. Good thing you mentioned that. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, you know what? I just want to keep it real for all those women, all those moms, all those people out there, so that we can begin to get real with ourselves, so we can do some self-healing, so that we will be good for not only ourselves, but all of those who depend on us. You're on point, everybody. We'll be right back. Question. Question.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Are you a small business owner with big dreams? Axion Louisiana is committed to your success. Whether you're a startup or an established business, we can help you with a small business loan. For a limited time, Axion Louisiana is offering a special 7% interest rate on loans up to $250,000 for qualified borrowers in the Alexandria area. Call Axion Louisiana at 888-215-2373. That's 888-215-2373.
Axion Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite. People just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. get on the path to financial security, and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC.
This is Corwith Davis, Englewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market. It is a natural fact that you part what you eat. But do you know where your food comes from? Do you know how it was grown and who prepared it? To answer these questions, find fresh, local, delicious farm products, and meet the farmer who grew them. Simply visit the Green Market at the Alexandria Museum of Art every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. This week, Englewood Farm is selling pasture-raised eggs and a wide array of seasonal organic vegetables. Westmar Farms, a new vendor at the market, is selling delicious goat milk products straight from the Moorville, Louisiana. So come meet your farmer, connect with neighbors, and reconnect with beautiful downtown Alexandria at the Green Market this Saturday and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Alexandria Museum of Art between City Hall and the Red River. Englewood Farm, Alexandria Green Market Minute. I'm Corbett Davis. Englewood Farm is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Perfect. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Hey, we want to give a big shout out to Guardian Hospice and thank them for allowing Lisa to come in and have real women, real talk. They're navigating navigating difficult decisions as you grow older is really, really tough. And Guardian Hospice is always on point in helping families to make those final decisions, those final arrangements. And on May 14th, they will be talking about making final arrangements. That's going to be happening at 10 a.m. at Westside Regional Library at 5416 Provine Place, right here in Alexandria. Now, for more information, you can phone Guardian Hospice at 318-484-4418 or toll-free at 1-866-909-2315 to reserve your spot to obtain more information, or you can go to their website at www.guardianhospice.com. What you got to say about that, Lisa?
Well, you know what, I have just recently joined the Guardian Hospice team, and what I am finding is so valuable with the blessings of Guardian Hospice is that this is a difficult journey when you find yourself at this point. And when you're looking for support from a hospice company, it's very important that you find someone or a company that is on the same page as you and your family's needs. The spiritual support is just as important as the medical support that Guardian Hospice can provide. And again, it's just like we've been talking about earlier. It is so important that you surround yourself with the right people, the right support team at any chapter in your life, and especially at this journey, whether you be the patient that is terminal or whether you are the loved one that is suffering through watching the loss of your loved one who is dying. It is so important that you have surrounded yourself with chaplains and social workers and most importantly, the nurses who are going to care for you, not only physically, but spiritually.
Absolutely. And we feel like at Guardian Hospice, they're always on point with that. And, just we have heard so many great things in the community about Guardian Hospice care and the incredible job that they do with helping families to navigate those tough decisions. Again, let me give that information. For more contact information, you can phone 318-484-4418 or toll free at 1-866-909-2315. And Chantel, I know as we switch gears that you're going to be switching gears, and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to have these conversations, is that every woman that is about living her dreams, if there is anything in any way that we here at On Point can support that, we want to do that. And I know that you're really thinking about that transition in your life.
Yes, I am. And Carlette, one of my greatest passions is the passion of public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that since I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I just made a decision that I was just going to step out on faith and activate my gifts. And I've done that. And the moment I did that, God just began to open up these doors of opportunities.
Wow.
And that's a blessing. And I'm so grateful for that, because in my personal business, it's entitled Pathways Training and Consulting. I'm able to educate, to empower, and also equip people to travel their right path in their lives.
Wow.
And that comes through motivational speaking, and it comes through different training sessions that I conduct for all sectors. The topics include effective communication, team building, leadership development, change in conflict management, customer service, and all of that training really begins to help people to become better at what they do.
Absolutely.
And that's what I'm about, just empowerment.
And you know, from the moment that we met, Chantel, mm-hmm. I felt your heart. Mm-hmm. And every woman, every person that is trying to live their passion and that's on that road, I just feel like if there is something that we can do to promote that, we should do that. And every single person, every morning that we wake up, it is about helping people to cultivate and excavate those gifts and those talents that lie within. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you're going to have great success. And we want to just send a shout out to all of those businesses that are looking for an empowered speaker mm-hmm. that has incredible wisdom and knowledge on how to help make your company better, how to empower people to be their best selves.
That's right.
Because until we empower people to be their best selves, companies really don't work.
That's right.
That's right.
They really don't work. And right. Lisa is really a guru at that as well, just going in and changing the atmosphere. And that's really what it's about, changing the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have come to learn that if you sit around saying, I don't have, and I can't do, and I can't find.
We call those pity parties. We call those pity parties.
If you have yourself a pity party, then you are going to have yourself a pity life.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell yourself, I can, I will, I'm gonna, you're gonna.
Absolutely.
And it may not be the exact dream that you capture in the end that you set out in. Because as we all know, our dreams are much better than what actually sometimes happened through the real life. Because, you know, it's fit to our little perfect fantasy.
Right. But and God's got a bigger plan.
Yes, in his eyes what's going to happen already.
Absolutely.
Before you put all your own little twists on it.
Right.
So.
And our twists are just, they're so minute in the greater scheme of what God has planned for us. And that's why we want people to really trust.
Well, and you know, so sometimes we often hear people say, you know, you've got your dream up here high on the mountain. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to alter off the original path.
Absolutely.
To really find your way to what you had your heart set on all this time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because God has a greater plan for each of our lives. And so this morning, I was saying to the ladies during the break that I don't want anybody, even myself, to walk away from this conversation thinking that there is no hope, because we want to open up dialogue to this great conversation, to the greatness that we all have as women. But we want people to really start to search themselves. And you came up with the three R's.
Oh, here comes Miss Sherry.
Miss Sherry L. Brown Jackson. Good morning, Sherry. Well, we're glad that you were able to weigh in on the phone. We absolutely miss you this morning. How are you?
I am doing great. I just figured I might as well just call in since I could not be there.
Well, you know what? It's just not as much fun when you call in.
Well, I understand, but unlike God, I cannot.
That's okay. Ain't no distance in the spirit. Go ahead, Sherry. Weigh in with us this morning.
I wanted to say good morning, first of all, to my cohorts, Lisa and to Chantel.
Good morning.
And welcome, Chantel, to Real Talk, Real Women. And she's doing just quite a fine job, because this is no holds bar. <God's morning. laughs> And talking about being the best that you could be. That is all that you can be.
Mm-hmm.
And when you major in being the best that you could be, then you have done well.
Right.
I learned early on who I am. And when I not only knowing who you are, that's one thing, but then accepting who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I know without a shadow of a doubt who I am, and I have accepted it. Now, do I always like it? No, because being me comes with a price.
Hmm.
that sometimes I would rather not pay. But with all of that said, when you be the best that you could be, you have done well.
Sherry, what do you mean being the best you can be sometimes comes with a price? What does that mean?
Well, because you don't own you.
Mm-hmm.
The life that I have been called to, as much as people would say that I'm an extrovert and I'm, you know, like the public and all of this, no, that's what I've been called to.
Right.
It's not necessary.
But don't you think that's just secretly people who are maybe just a little bit covetous about who you've been called to be?
Well, yes, that comes a little bit. But see, unless you know the context of the content, you distort things. Because as somebody said, I think I heard Lisa and everybody say this morning, because you see me saying everything is fine, does
right.
not necessarily mean that everything is fine.
Right.
But
when are we going to stop that, though, Sherry? When are we going to stop wearing the mask? And, you know, Glenda Stock said it on this show probably a few years ago. We've been so inundated with technology and text and emails that you can text somebody and you can say, is everything okay? And they say, and they won't even say okay. Yeah, it's okay. They'll just put the letter K. And what she has taught me over time, and I've always done this, when somebody falls on my spirit, like Chantel, and like you, and like Lisa, I just pick up the phone and call y'all.
Yeah.
And that's something that has to happen. When are we going to stop wearing the mask and be more transparent and say, you know what, I'm hurting?
Well, here's the thing. Because as we said, it is so cultural. And ingrained. I don't know that we're going to ever stop it, but
wow.
We can manage it. We can manage it. And do you know how we manage it?
I was going to ask you how we manage it. Say it again.
Life circumstances.
Wow.
Do you know when I stop with a cover, if my toe hurts, somebody going to know. But do you know how it came about?
How?
Life circumstances.
Right.
With being... when you are in a position, I was married to a crack addict and all my business was personal,
mm-hmm.
was private, was public. So therefore, I could not mask it.
Right.
So through that situation, God showed me that, hey, if you try to mask this, you can't.
Right. Stand by for me, Sherry.
And my circumstances brought that to me.
Right. Stand by for me. Let's take a quick break here. This is Real Women, Real Talk. You're on point, everybody, but we'll be right back.
I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center clarity, peace, serenity.
This Mother's Day special at Dillard's Alexandria. Get inspired with your choice of designer brands, including handbags, an amazing shoe salon, cosmetics, fragrance sets, jewelry, lingerie, home accessories, plus so much more. The possibilities for Mother's Day at Dillard's Alexandria are countless. Remember, Mother's Day is May 13th. Make this Mother's Day memorable by shopping Dillard's Alexandria for the style of your life. Dillard's Alexandria, 3437 Masonic Drive. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Point Talk is sponsored by Capital One Bank, a firm believer that financial know-how and money management skills are the building blocks of success. To learn how Capital One Bank empowers the community to make smart financial decisions, visit CapitalOneBank.com today.
There are alternatives to prisons. The Academy of Training Skills is the answer. ATS is one alternative to the broken system of incarceration. The Academy of Training Skills is a privately operated organization designed to benefit individuals awaiting trial. ATS provides training and programming for individuals charged with nonviolent crimes. ATS offers advanced personal growth by breaking the cycle of unlawful activities. The Academy of Training Skills, changing lives through new programs. For more information, log on to www.aatss.com or 337-366-9976.
If you've been seriously hurt on the road or on the job, your family deserves that whatever you do it right. We're Brian Kubro and Associates, and we battle big corporations and insurance companies every day. For years, we've worked hard for every single person we've represented, and we'll do our best for you. When it comes to choosing the right person to represent you, there are no small mistakes. So if you have to, do it right.
Brian Kubro and Associates, 253-0900.
If you've been hurt, then there's really only one way to make it right. Take the time to find the right lawyer.
Brian Kubro and Associates.
Because serious injuries deserve serious consideration.
That's 253-0900. Brian Kubro and Associates, Marksville.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
Hello, I'm Lisa Campo, Marketing Director with Guardian Hospice, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Chantel Lewis-Harrell, Speaker and Training Consultant, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. It's Friday. We celebrate real women, and we're having real talk. Joined by Chantel Harrell, Lisa Campo, and Sherry L. Brown Jackson. Sherry, thank you so much for always weighing in and always being real, because that's really what it's about, being real. And, you know, I was saying to the ladies, I don't want to be a downer this morning, but there's just some real truths that unless and until we really identify what it is, you know, you can't fix what you won't confront. Each person has to make their own confrontation with self. But Lisa is such, Chantel, they're both such dynamic women, but Chantel's come up with three R's, and I just got to hear it. And everybody needs to hear it.
Well, we all want to know, how can we stop this? How can we move forward, and how can we do better in our lives? And the three R's I've come up with is, number one, recognize, number two, repent, and number three, reconcile. Recognize, repent, and reconcile. And
wait a minute, I'm writing it down.
And you know, and just to
DC said that's a book.
Yeah, just to throw out another one, if you'd like, we can also add the fourth one, which is represent. So I'm gonna say great. Four R's.
Okay, good.
Recognize,
repent,
reconcile,
and represent.
First, we have to recognize who we are. We have to recognize those issues. We have to recognize those real truths, the things that we want to change. Once we recognize it, then we can confront it. The second thing we must do is to repent. We have to repent when we've done wrong, whether to ourselves, to other women, to people in our family, to people in our circle. We must repent, because without repentance, we're just we're just spinning our wheels.
That's right.
And thirdly, reconcile. We have to begin to reconcile with one another. Recognize with the Father. We have to reconcile on a spiritual level, mm-hmm. and also on an emotional level, also on a very personal level.
Right.
And the last thing is represent. We have to, as I alluded to earlier, we have to begin to be the change that we would like to see.
That's
if
right.
we want women to start bonding with each other and sharing things and loving each other and not being so covetous and jealous and competitive, we have to begin to do that on a personal level. And once we do that, then other people will see that, and then the change will happen one person, one life at a time. So remember, recognize, repent, reconcile, and represent.
I've written it down. Go ahead, Lisa.
You know, while we're on break, again, it goes back to kind of the story of the fire mm-hmm. that we were just talking mm-hmm. about. And it talks about, this is a great way to sum up everything we've shared this morning. When you're dealing with something, now we all enjoy the warmth of the fire from time to time. In
right.
the middle of the summer, do we like it? No, it's seasonal.
Right.
And a lot of our relationships sometimes, unfortunately, are seasonal.
That's powerful.
Okay? Neil. And you know, you were kind of feeling down because you're like, you know, I feel like things should be happier, or we should be, you know, kumbaya. Okay, wait on the kumbaya for just a minute. Because although it's a good song to sit around the fire,
hey, you
and
know
sing,
what? I was born to be an encourager.
She came out of the womb singing kumbaya, is what we got over here. But this is the point about the fire.
Go ahead.
And we all enjoy from time to time to sit uh-huh. around, enjoy the warmth of the fire, and to sing a little kumbaya.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. However, we don't like it in the middle of the summertime.
Right.
But what the point with the fires I'm trying to make is, you stick your hand in the fire, did it burn?
Right.
It burned you, okay? Mm-hmm. You got to learn to respect the fire.
That's right.
And keep a comfortable, sensible distance from it.
Right.
And so sometimes we have relationships in our lives that are not always healthy for us or
right.
productive. So I'm not saying cut ties. Forgive it. Love it. Remember it
mm-hmm.
and respect it. And when I say
it.
Remember it, you better remember how that fire burnt your hand.
And that goes back to recognizing,
okay.
repenting, reconciling,
so
and representing.
What you need to do with this fire is enjoy the warmth that it can provide you in a seasonal relationship
mm-hmm.
from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that works.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be naive to the fact that this is a rock in your life, because it may not be the person that is. This may not be the person that wants you that much in their life,
right.
or you in theirs.
Right.
Okay?
Or the fact that your season, sometimes, and and it's been said in many times in many ways, that friendships are for a season, a reason.
That's right.
And then a lifetime.
But I'm not saying not to forgive. I'm not saying not to forget. I'm saying remember how the fire burnt you.
Right.
Remember what it does. Remember the quality it can bring to your life.
Right.
But just be leery, or be choosing of just how much exposure do you really need to the fire.
Right.
It's something, you know, anything, whether it be food, whether it be fire, whether
right.
it be liquor, whether it be anything we overexpose ourselves to, it's destructive. You've
right.
got to take time to unclutter
mm-hmm.
your own head and be
mm-hmm.
productive for yourself. If you're relying on somebody else in this world other than the Lord and yourself
mm-hmm.
to keep your brain clean, you're not, it's not healthy. You need to be able to focus within on what is best for you as a person and keep yourself uncluttered.
Absolutely. And I think that all of the points are well made. And, you know, sometimes I guess maybe it's been said that I'm a Pollyanna, because I just look for what's right and what's good. And we will continue to trumpet that. And we will continue, just as we say every morning, win people one conversation at a time. And you know what, Chantel, I think what you said at the top of the show was
mm-hmm.
so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
We are so busy worrying about how did you get in the front of the line? Who are you to tell me what I need to be doing? That's why we bring experts in. We never want to tell people how to live,
mm-hmm.
what to do, but we do want to bring in people that have the evidence,
right.
people that are experts in their field, that have been through some things,
mm-hmm.
to share those things. And hopefully all women everywhere will open up their hearts to the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
The possibilities are absolutely endless. DC's telling me we gotta take a break, but we'll be back, y'all, right after this.
The smell of you in every single dream I dream. there are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. Let me just remind everybody that the library is having, well, I think they had it already. Did they have it? Okay. It was yesterday. Okay. Well, you know what? This morning is Friday, and the week has just gone by so fast. And we love these Fridays because we just try to bring in women that are so real, that represent really each and every one of us, real women, real talk. We're joined by Lisa Campo, Chantel Harrell. DC said we're going to try to do it two times a month. He's the producer. But, you know, as we're wrapping up this morning's show, you know, we know it is about women, and I think Dr. Oz said it so poignantly. Our hearts glue the family together. They glue communities together. And we couldn't end this show without talking about the impartation that mothers have in our lives. And we just take for granted when we celebrate Mother's Day that every mother and daughter has a relationship that is stellar. And for many women, Lisa, that's not true. Many of us struggle with the imperfections of our mother. And even those women who have mothers that they think are creme de la creme, none of us are perfect.
You know, well, again, when we were on break, we were sharing and talking. And the word perfect is so imperfect. It's almost an oxymoron when you think of the word perfect.
I love
and,
that. The word perfect is so imperfect. I'm writing that down.
You know, I've recently turned 40, and I think one of the best things about my life right now is that when I think about or talk about the relationship I have now with my mother, mm-hmm. it's overwhelming the joy that it brings into my life. And sometimes I think that, I don't sometimes think, I know that God always has his own little plan, because I can remember in the early stages of my life asking him, why? And, you know, I can remember at the earliest points in my life, probably kindergarten, if not a couple of years later, my first prayer is being, God, I just want my own family. Just one day give me my own family. I really, really want to be my own family. I want to be a wife. I want to be a mama. I want to have my own family. Due to the circumstances, and the details are irrelevant at this point, but due to the circumstances of the childhood that, or the family I was raised in during my childhood, I really prayed for my own family. And then deep down inside, as I became an adult and went through all of the different turbulent journeys with both mother and father, you know, abusive and angry and bitter relationships that were there, there's that little girl that never goes. If you've ever had a bad relationship with a parent, there's that little girl inside of you that never goes away, that never gives up hope on that parent, right, that you keep dreaming yours is going to wake up and be one day. And so, you know, a couple of years ago in 07, I had gone through several years of some just cleaning and uncluttering for myself, because I was realizing that the baggage I still carried from my childhood had the ability to interfere with how productive I was or was not for my husband and my own children. And so I realized it's me, it's not you. That's right. A true statement.
And I ask you, I said, you know, with the tough childhood that you had growing up, how do you change and not be what you saw your mother be?
Well, I realized very early on that you're going to have one of two things happen. You're either going to repeat history or you're going to be the best that you can be. Now, and keep in mind, what my mother was she became based on the circumstances of her marriage, okay? And sometimes we find ourselves in a corner that this is all that I have. This is who I've become, right, because of what the situations was. But in honor of Mother's Day, I would like to say that, you know, I'm loving the fact that I never did give up hope, and that I have rekindled and been able to find a healthy ground for my mother and I to stand on. And like I said, there was a time when everyone in my family laughed and pointed and giggled because, you know, Lisa broke down and she did go to therapy and she did get counseling and she did wanted someone to hear my words to make my brain uncluttered. And so I did this. And so now the funniest thing is that I will have family members call me in a rage, not at me, but looking for me for my words of wisdom or my support. And I'm not this wise person.
It's okay.
I've made the path. I've done the path.
Right.
Okay. So when they call me and I talk them down, you know, off the ledge or whatever, and not literally off the ledge, but, you know, pull that cat out of the tree.
Right.
I'm like, you know, when I get
that
them to
metaphorical
a point,
ledge.
Yeah, when I get them to a point where they're able to laugh or you know, at least kind of smile about things. I'm like, okay, that's going to be $75.
That's right.
Because you sat back and giggled.
But you know what that shows? That shows how you have grown.
But yes. But what that has done in exposing myself to that kind of inner cleaning, my mother has called me. And she has vented to me and relied on me to help her take those steps to recover. Because I'm like, y'all are arguing, all you people down there. You're arguing over a 25-year-old topic. Let it go. My children are the children of today. My marriage is the marriage
That's
of today.
Right.
That's in the past. And so, you know, to be able to move forward in any relationship is a blessing from God. And there's some relationships that are worth hanging on to and not giving up on. And if you've had that relationship with your mother, I hope and pray that you have a blessed Mother's Day and can find ground for you to stand where it's healthy. And it's like my favorite sermon says, my favorite story from the Bible is, your mountaintop moment is never going to be glorified unless you've taken a journey through the valley. And
Absolutely.
So, you know, you have to give it some credit. Where did I enjoy my mother's journey? Absolutely not. But
that's just keeping it real.
Yeah, you know.
Let me hear about Chantel's journey.
Keeping it real, Lisa.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. And I just want to say, you know, and when I talk about a mother, you know, when you talk about a mother's heart, a mother is one that teaches. She motivates. She inspires. She instructs us. And she also, she corrects us as well. And I just have to say, my mother and my relationship is a really solid relationship, and I have a really good, I'm blessed, and I'm thankful. I have a really good Christian, prayerful mother who has been there, and I'm evidence of the prayers that she's prayed. Our relationship is not always perfect. She tells me things that I do not want to hear sometimes, as mothers do,
but she says it with love. And I just thank God that he was able to give her such a gift to our family. We lost my dad about, you know, almost 9-10 years ago, very unexpectedly. And she is just the kind of the cornerstone of our family. And I just tell you, I just thank God for her. I thank God for her prayers, for her instructions. This is just a wonderful, wonderful day, or wonderful time. And I look forward to spending Mother's Day with her.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what I want to say to all moms. And I think what Lisa said encompassed it best. When we use the word perfect, it is such an imperfect word. Whether you have been a mother that has maybe in your idea missed the mark, or you have been a mother that has been all that you know how to be, wherever you fall within the spectrum, we would say this morning that we want to honor all of those women, because just by virtue of being a mother, it's hard work. Nobody gets it 100% right. And then I want to say to those women who never birthed babies, it makes you no less than a woman. You are still mothers because you love the people around you, because you have a mother's heart. Women were just created to have a heart for others. And so I would say to you that we honor you as well, and all of the women that come together in support of their families, their communities, and their world to be the change that you want to see. This Mother's Day, we honor you, but most importantly, we want you to honor yourself. Because as we talked about, it may have been off the air, it is so hard for us to honor ourselves. It is so hard for us to give ourselves accolades or to approve ourselves. And so today, and this Mother's Day weekend, I would say to you, honor yourself, because others may or may not honor you, but God honors you, so honor yourself. I want to thank Lisa Campo. I want to thank Chantel Harrell. I want to thank Sherry L. Brown Jackson. You guys are always, always amazing. And you guys inspire not only me, but you inspire all of the women, I believe, that are listening in some way. I believe that every woman can take something from this beautiful buffet. You can take something that will help you to think differently about things that you have done, things that you need to do, things that you will do. And we want to thank all of you for listening every single morning. It empowers us. It blesses us. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, change starts with you and it starts with me. Be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. To everybody celebrating Mother's Day, celebrating the women in your lives, celebrating yourself, have a safe and a happy Mother's Day weekend. And guess what? God willing, we'll see you right back here on Monday.
Hey, let me just say happy Mother's Day to Big Granny. Big G.
Big G.
Big G. Mildred Swayze, my stepmother, Barbara Christmas, Valley Griffin, Nanny
Alberta
Berta.
Christian.
Yeah,
yes,
Nanny
indeed.
Down in Bunky, Nanny Turner, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, and you know we left somebody. Andrea Christmas.
Andrea, my sister-in-law, my sister's Roni, black gal, happy
no,
Mother's
you
Day.
Did. No, you didn't.
Yeah,
did.
I did that. Black gal.
Happy,
you know, we got together.
Happy Mother's Day to all. And you know what? We just, our mission is to encourage people, and we hope that you walk away with some encouragement this morning.
I don't know if I know how to do that. I might be offending someone if I try.
And that's a good point to end on. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you right back here on Monday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time. We invite you to join us Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. on KAYT FM 88.1 or log on to www.